pretty fair, pretty fair.
Ridcully removed his hat and fished inside the pointy bit. Can I offer you a drop of something?
Alcohol is a snare for the spirit. Would you care for a cigarette? I believe you people indulge.
Not me. If I was to tell you what that stuff does to your lungs. Ridcully unscrewed the very tip of his hat and poured a generous measure of brandy into it. So, he said, what's happening?
We had an altar float up into the air and drop on us.
A chandelier unscrewed itself. Everything's unscrewing itself, you know. I saw a suit of clothes run past on the way here. Two pairs of pants for $7.
Did you see the label?
Everything's throbbing, too. Notice the way everything's throbbing?
We thought it was you people.
Oh, it's not magic. I suppose the gods aren't more than usually unhappy?
Apparently not.
Behind them, the priest and the wizards were screaming chin to chin. The chief priest moved in a little closer.
I think I could be strong enough to master and defeat just a little snare, he said. I haven't felt like this since Mrs. Cake was one of my flock.
Mrs. Cake? What's Mrs. Cake?
You have ghastly things from the dungeon dimensions and things, yes? Terrible hazards of your ungodly profession,
said the chief priest. Yes.
We have someone called Mrs. Cake.
Ridcully gave him an inquiring look.
Don't ask, said the priest, shuddering. Just be grateful you'll never have to find out.
Ridcully silently passed him the brandy.
Just between the two of us, said the priest, have you got any ideas about all this? The guards are trying to dig his lordship out. You know he'll want answers. I'm not even certain I know the questions.
Not magic and not gods, said Ridcully. Can I have the snare back, thank you? Not magic and not gods. That doesn't leave us much, does it?
I suppose there's not some kind of magic you don't know about.
Well, if there is, we don't know about it.
Fair enough,
the priest conceded. I suppose it's not the gods up to a bit of ungodliness on the side, said Ridcully, clutching at one last straw. A couple of them had a bit of a tiff or something, messing around with golden apples or something.
It's very quiet on the god front right now, said the chief priest.
His eyes glazed as he spoke, apparently reading from a script inside his head.
Hyperopia, goddess of shoes, thinks that Sandalphon, god of corridors, is the long-lost twin brother of Groon, god of unseasonal fruit. Who put the goat in the bed of Offla, the crocodile god? Is Offla forging an alliance with seven-handed Sek? Meanwhile, Hoki the jokester is up to his old tricks.
Yes, 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 all right, said Ridcully. I've never been able to get interested in all that stuff myself. Behind them, the dean was trying to prevent the lecturer in recent runes from attempting to turn the priest of Offla the crocodile god into a set of matching suitcases, and the bursar had a bad nosebleed from a lucky blow with a thurible. What we've got to present here, said Ridcully, is a united front, right?
Agreed, said the chief priest.
Right. For now. A small rug sine-waved past at eye level. The chief priest handed back the brandy bottle.
Incidentally, Mother says you haven't written lately,
he said. Yeah. The other wizards would have been surprised at their arch-chancellor's look of contrite embarrassment. I've been busy. You know how it is.
She said to be sure to remind you she's expecting both of us over for lunch on Hogswatch Day.
I haven't forgotten, said Ridcully glumly. I'm looking forward to it. He turned to the melee behind them. Cut it out, you fellows, he said.
Brethren, desist,
bellowed the chief priest. The senior wrangler released his grip on the head of the high priest of the cult of Hinky. A couple of curates stopped kicking the bursar. There was a general adjustment of clothing, a finding of hats, and a bout of embarrassed coughing. That's better, said Ridcully.